We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, you have a little treat for us before you get into your tweet.
Yeah, we talked earlier today about a big birthday to our own Joe Kopp, otherwise known as Horse.
Yes. Right?
It's his birthday today. His team's off to a 1-0 start. His Mars team beat the North Hills 33-0. He's pleased about that. He got quite the birthday present today. The Denver Broncos, his team, have signed. Are you ready?
I know this one. I saw it.
Joe Schobert has signed with the Denver Broncos. I wonder if Horse is happy about that.
Compared to what I saw the other night, Joe Schobert might look like Ray Lewis on this team, Ron. Now, I did like Miles Jack. I did like what I saw of him. Did you?
In a handful of snaps, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like aggressive, going after the ball carrier and arriving with extreme violence. I like that. Yes?
Yes. I did not see that from one Devin Bush, though.
No, and we haven't seen that in a long time from one Devin Bush. All right, Ron, give me your tweet.
All right, let me give you the background a little bit on this. Joe and I were in a little bit of a debate last week about the American League MVP. Should it be Aaron Judge of your New York Yankees, or should it be Shohei Ohtani of your Anaheim, whatever, the Los Angeles Angels, whatever they're called now.
Yes.
And I think you said it should be Ohtani in a landslide.
Unanimously.
And Ohtani.
Every first plate vote without thinking should be for Ohtani.
All right. Now, this is Bob Nightingale, highly respected baseball writer for USA Today. I think he's our BetQL guy. We've had him on the show a number of times. He tweets out yesterday, Aaron Judge is the AL MVP award winner, and it's not close. And by the way, I said Judge. Joe said Ohtani in a unanimous. It's not close. It's not the best player award. It's the most, and he has capital, valuable player award. If we were going by the best player standard, Barry Bonds should have won the MVP award virtually every year he played. Judge should be unanimous. This is a highly debated issue.
That's his opinion,
that
correct?
Is like as you have yours. That's right. This is his opinion that it should be unanimous.
He's speaking about that like it's fact, though. That read that to me again, will you, Ron? And let me jump on the one part that I disagreed with.
Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Here
we go.
Now you have to pick up your phone again.
Aaron Judge is the AL MVP award winner, yes, and it's not close. It's not the best player award. It's the most valuable player award.
Okay.
Valuable in capitals.
Okay. And again, that's an opinion rather than a fact, because the way that people vote would indicate the opposite of that if a guy has a good enough year. Let me point out some examples. Mike Trout from 2019 for a non-playoff team with a losing record was your AL MVP. 45 home runs, 104 RBIs. Giancarlo Stanton in 2017 played for a team that was 12 games under 500 in Miami, but he had 59 home runs and 132 RBIs. He was your NL MVP. So and I could keep going, based on history, Trout's won it a number of times, even though his team stunk. Based on history, it's oftentimes who had the best year, and that's the eternal debate, right? How much of it has to do with you being on a good team, and how much of it has to do with you clearly being the best player? And I realize it's not called the best player, But man, an awful lot of people have interpreted as that over the years.
Everybody interprets it differently. But all I can say about, you know, when you mentioned Trout, 45 home runs, 103 RBIs, Aaron Judge is on pace to set the Yankees' all-time home run record into the 60s and drive in 135, 140 runs. A historical season he is having, plus on a winning team that, well, the Yankees have been horrible as of late. Have you been watching these last couple weeks?
No.
I think they're like 7-14 in their last 21 games. They're not very good as of late, but they're still going to, you know, make the playoffs and be a legitimate threat to win the World Series. So I think if you combine his unbelievable numbers with the fact he's on a really good team, to me, it's got to be him. And I was a guy who said last year, Ohtani for sure. And Ohtani was the unanimous winner last year.
Ron, he's having an unbelievable season. Ohtani is having the greatest season in the history of baseball. That's just the beginning and the end of my argument, except for maybe his own, except he's a better pitcher this year. He's on pace for about 40 home runs and 200 strikeouts of the other guys, not his own. It's unprecedented. Nobody's ever come close to doing it. He's having the best season in the history of the sport. So as I mentioned last week, you could give me Ted Williams, the last guy to bat 400, if he was doing that this year. Somebody was batting on pace to bat 400. It's still not close. I'm not doing that.
All right.
To be controversial. It's just, for me, it's not close.
You've made your argument. I've tried to make mine. Now, let me ask you this. I know how you would vote.
Yes.
How do you think this will turn out?
Judge will win it.
Who will be? Will it be close?
Probably not.
You think it'll be Judge in a landslide?
Yes.
According to the way Nightingale phrased it.
Yeah. Probably not, because you have, I think, a lot of older school baseball guys who would look at it this way. And yet they've gone the other way, as I mentioned, many times, actually, over the years, with guys either from non-playoff teams or losing records, like Stanton, because he had that kind of year. This is just, it's the greatest season in baseball history. Ronnie's going to hit 40 home runs and strike out 200 batters.
I can't look past it.
You're preaching
to the choir, but I can't look past the all-time Yankee home run record.
Because the other guy pitches.
Look who played for the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look who's played in baseball ever since the beginning of the game. Every single player who's ever played, nobody's had a
but
season approaching
stinks.
This.
It
Who
doesn't
cares?
Matter what he's doing.
Well, you could also then make the argument, wouldn't the Yankees be pretty good even without Judge?
Well, not as of late they wouldn't. There's really a lot of angst. Have you seen Clay Holmes has not gotten anybody out for like his last 10 appearances?
Really?
Been horrible.
He's turned into Clay Holmes again?
He's turned into Clayton Holmes.
That's the bottom line.
It's a fascinating argument to me, because these guys both are having historic years. And I'm no bigger fan than anybody than Ohtani. I mean.
But see, I can't put Aaron Judge's historic in the same context as Ohtani's historic. Ohtani is a pitcher and a hitter.
Right. I know.
So,
I hear you.
As great as Judge, and nobody's saying that Judge isn't having a great, great all-time season. He is. The other guy's having the all-time season in the history of the sport of baseball. Babe Ruth didn't do this. Nobody has, because nobody else could hit 40 homers and be maybe a top five pitcher in all of baseball. It's just, it's crazy. Like, I look at Kershaw in 14. And I see a guy that went 21-3 with 239 strikeouts. And then I say, yeah, of course, he was the MVP that year. But did he also hit 40 homers and have an OPS of nearly 900? It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. I don't know that people actually are able to take it in and comprehend it, Ron. I don't think they are.
You know, maybe because last year you get used to it a little bit.
Maybe
you don't appreciate it enough.
Maybe it's watered down a little bit.
I don't know how it's watered down. It shouldn't be.
It is for some people because you get, like you said, you get used to it.
I mean,
yes.
He was a unanimous choice as the MVP last year. And their team stunk last year, too. But now you figure, okay, this is just routine for him. I don't know. It's not right. I mean, I certainly could go, you know, people determine how they vote. I wouldn't argue with either, but this year I'm voting for Judge.
Do you have a vote?
I do not.
Look at some of these other people. Who's the worst player ever to win an MVP award, Ron?
Terry Pendleton, maybe?
Maybe. And, man, did Bonds get ripped off that year.
Who shared it with Willie Stargell that year in 79?
Keith Hernandez. Willie had 32 home runs, although Hernandez had 23 more RBIs, and he batted 344 that year.
And also played spectacular first base.
You could argue he had the better year. To be real honest with you.
Yep.
Parker was an MVP. My guy Rod Carew was an MVP.
You don't like Rod Carew.
What a year he had.
He stiffed you.
Willie
he
McGee.
He gave you the Belfont snorkel.
Live one. Willie McGee was an MVP, Ron. 10 home runs, 82 ribbies. I know he was a leadoff hitter.
And probably stole a zillion bases, too.
He stole 56 bases. He did that year. Pendleton. 22 homers and 86 ribbies, and he's your MVP. Get out of here! That should have been Bonds. He had a great year. He should have been a 3-time Pirate MVP.
I can't argue that.
Do you think if he was a 3-time Pirate MVP, he'd be in the Hall of Fame?
The Pirates Hall of Fame.
No, the Hall of Fame.
Why would that have anything to do with it? He's already
because he wasn't on steroids.
He won it 7 times or 8 times.
I know, but people cut out all the ones for San Francisco. Give him one more with the Pirates. You make the argument he was a 3-time MVP before he ever got on steroids or whatever he was on.
I don't, you know, he finished second. I mean, 2 firsts and a second.
You know how that goes.
Nobody says
he had a second place MVP.
How many did he win? 7? 5 in a row? 4? No, not 5 in a row. 3 or 4 in a row?
1990, 92, 93. God, he should have won it 4. How many guys have won it 4 years in a row, Ron, in history?
I don't know. You got the
he
list.
He should have won
you
it
got the
four
list
in a row.
In front of you.
I know, but I have to go and
93.
All
okay,
of
that's 3.
2001, 2002, 2003, 2004.
So he did it 4 times in a row himself.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
7.
Yes.
So he didn't win any from 93 to 2001.
That's right.
That's interesting.
That's absolutely correct. No, yeah, 93 to 2001. It's very interesting. Pudge Rodriguez won one. How about that?
Pudge Rodriguez.
Jeff Kent won one. Jason Giambi won an MVP, Ron.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how we got down this rabbit hole.
I don't know.
Justin Morneau won one. Or is it Morneau? Ryan Howard. I don't care. You like Joey Votto, Ron? You happy that he had a good Field of Dreams game?
You know what? I've never been the biggest fan. I still remember Marty Brenneman, you know, their great broadcaster, saying he thought he was overpaid because he didn't hit home runs. He walked and got singles. But, I mean, he's had a great career, and everything I hear about him is he's a tremendous guy. So I've kind of grown to like him a little bit.
He's interesting to listen to, I'll tell you that. He probably could have hit more
homers. Pretty intelligent, right?
But he still has a real good chance for 400. He did. The year he won MVP, he cracked 37. Look at that, Ron. This guy, you talk about plate discipline. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know how we got on Joey Votto.
He had years with more walks than strikeouts. 134 walks and 83 strikeouts.
Well, Marty's Brenneman's
1,032 OPS.
Brenneman's point always was they don't pay him to walk. They pay him to hit the ball.
Yeah, he also had 36 homers that year and 100 ribbies. Ron, what do you want from the guy? He had a gold glove.
And he's a good first baseman. Really good.
All right. Shall we get back into the Steelers? Are we bracing for more quarterback talk?
Let's go for the Steelers and Joe Schobert signing with the Denver Broncos.
Were you among those who booed the other night? Not Ron. He was in the press box. If you booed, what for? And what do you think of the booing of Mason Rudolph? Do you think that Kenny Pickett moved up on the depth chart by going whatever he did? What was it, 13 to 15 in the end?
13 to 15.
And we're going to grade the quarterbacks. You can too. All of that at 412 888-928-9370. That was the story of the weekend. Bob Pompiani is not here, but if he was, he'd be brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.